Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, a little history of one of the most popular pieces of clothing in America. Then, some music to go along with it. Blue jean, I just met a girl named Blue Jean. Blue jean, she got a camouflage face in the money. What defines American clothing or fashion? Can you think of a piece of clothing that is inseparably linked to American culture? There is a good chance your answer would be blue jeans. So, today we will give it a try. Levi Strauss did not invent jeans, but he is considered the first person to make and sell great numbers of them. He was born in Bavaria, an area that today is part of Germany. In 1847, he and his family immigrated to the United States. Levi Strauss opened a small dry goods store, first in New York, then in San Francisco, California. Among the products he sold were jeans. These pants were especially useful for miners in California. They needed clothing made from a strong material. Jeans are usually made from a heavy cotton cloth called denim. Levi Strauss partnered with a clothing maker named Jacob Davis. Davis had invented a process for making rivets for jeans. These little metal connectors helped hold the pieces of cloth together to make the jeans stronger. In 1873, the government gave Strauss and Davis a patent for their invention. That meant no one else could legally copy it without their permission. They began producing what they called copper riveted waist overalls. In 1928, the Levi Strauss Company registered the word Levi's as a trademark for their product. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington has one of the oldest known pairs of Levi's. Writer James Sullivan published a book called Jeans, A Cultural History of an American Icon. In it, he says jeans represent two American values, creativity and rebellion. Cowboys wore jeans in the old Wild West. In the 1950s, people saw famous Hollywood actors like James Dean and Marlon Brando wearing jeans in movies. Today, jeans still come in blue, but also lots of other colors. They can also differ widely in price. You might find jeans for $15 in an American discount store. However, they can also sell for thousands of dollars a pair. Some people like to buy jeans that look fresh and new. Others like to buy new jeans that are torn and look old. What kind of jeans do you like?
Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. It ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans.
That is the famous 1979 song Forever in Blue Jeans from American singer-songwriter Neil Diamond. It was a top 20 single on Billboard music charts back then, and is still popular today.
2 years ago, singer-songwriter Lana Del Rey released a sexy song called Blue Jeans. She performed the song on the television show Saturday Night Live. Many media experts sharply criticized her performance and questioned her ability to sing. But she received good reviews in later performances. We leave you with Lana Del Rey and Blue Jeans.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like James Dean, for sure. You're so fresh to death and sick as cancer.